Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 835, 64 degrees. We're expecting a high temperature of 85. How about that as we head into the Memorial Holiday weekend? Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 517-393-3700. 517-393-3700. Let's talk with our next guest. Tom Warshevsky is on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
Fine. Thank you, Tony.
You are involved in a very special upcoming event. Tell us about it.
Tony, this next Saturday, not this Saturday on Memorial, but June 2nd, we're having a fundraising fun run and walk in Okemos. It's a 5K event. It's our fourth annual event, and it's to raise funds for research for to find the causes of anorexia. And the run is a 5K for TJ.
How did you become involved in this?
Well, TJ was my son, and he battled anorexia all through high school and college and on into dental school, and he succumbed to that disease at the age of 22 on Valentine's Day in 2007. So it's the anorexia nervosa. It has had a dramatic impact on our family and many of the people that knew TJ, and we immediately knew that we wanted to find a cause and do something about it from that angle. We had tried treatment, residential treatments. We had him in what we felt was the best residential treatment center in the country for boys who have anorexia, and it didn't work for him. For some, it does. It did not work.
Tom, we don't hear about this affecting males much. Tell us about your son's story and how this happened.
Well, anorexia is a disease, for those that don't know, a disease that generally starts related to body image. It is much more common in girls, but 10 to 15%, we're told by the experts now, 10 to 15% of the cases are boys. Boys tend to have a higher fatality, morbidity rate with the disease, but it does start with a body image where people want to be fit. With TJ, you know, he'd be getting into high school and he's an athlete, wanted to have that six-pack and just look good and feel good and be strong, and that's how it starts. And then for a whole variety of reasons, and people attribute it to many different things, there's many combinations of causes and supporting factors that contribute to the progression, but at some point it takes over and it's no longer under their control.
Tell us about how you handle this from the first time you heard it until you saw the seriousness of it and how it was affecting your son.
Well, I did not want to believe it, that this was a diagnosis. I thought, well, that's easy to whip. He's a smart kid. You know, he graduated with honors from Okemos. He graduated cum laude from Albion College. He was a high school scholar athlete, cross-country and tennis walk-on at Albion College. He was in the U.S. Air Force Medical Professionals Program and a first-year dental student at Marquette University in Milwaukee. I mean, this kid was smart. He was bright. He'd tackle things and get them done and get them done right. And I approached it from that angle. You know, you can beat this. And he'd say, I can do this, Dad. And he'd go into residential treatment, get, quote, better, and come out and just head down that same slope again. And so it was a real struggle. It caused a lot of stress and, you know, pain and anguish in the family. And we tried everything. We tried tough love. We tried doing what he said would help. And again, in the end, nothing helped.
So tell us what you decided to do to honor your son.
Well, right away, when, of course, you know, there's the shock of the phone call. Just within a day or two, as we were making the funeral plans, we decided that we wanted to raise money for research. There are a lot of great organizations that are are working on awareness and counseling. And, you know, I said, I don't want to spend any money on brochures. We want to do something that can get to the root cause of this, because we believe that there is some organic, some chemical problem that makes a person more susceptible to this. With other mental illnesses, there are drugs that are administered that if they're diagnosed properly and prescribed properly and the individual takes them, they help and people can lead a productive life. And we don't have that yet for this illness.
All right, Tom, one last time, please give us the information about your run, not this coming weekend, Memorial Weekend, but the following weekend.
June 2nd, Saturday, June 2nd, and it's in Okemos. And for the runners out there, it is a flat course. It's an easy course, and it is on Playmakers. We are Playmakers has generously cooperated with us, and they do the timing. So it is on their website. If you go to www.playmakers.com and go, get into the events area, you can sign up online, get a T-shirt, and all proceeds go to our research fund. And that has, in the past 4 years, we've had a number of different events. We have funded a researcher from Australia. We've funded a researcher from Chicago. And we work with the Academy for Eating Disorders, which is an international professional group, and they help us weed out research proposals, and we're just wanting to raise funds to support that.
All right, Tom, we appreciate your time this morning. We will talk with you again next week about the event to help you promote it.
Thanks, Tony.
8:42 on a Tony Conley Morning Show. It's currently 64 degrees on 1320 WILS. Good morning.